Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Roy Williams continues to prove he can coach basketball. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels 78-73 comeback win at Tennessee had a lot of the old Carolina Blue and more revelations that besides having good players, they also have a hell of a coach. Williams' program has excelled the last few years by his coaching up veterans who weren't one-and-dones, and his game management, like changing defenses Sunday, is underrated. Williams' latest addition is deep and talented on the perimeter, but also would not have beaten 20th-ranked UT if not for late bloomer Luke May and two lightly recruited freshman bigs. That trio helped keep Tennessee from extending its lead into double figures and scored important points down the stretch of the rally. By now, no one should be surprised at how well May is playing, especially when he is outmatched by quicker opponents early in games. But May, from a pedigreed athletic family, never quits and finds a way to make an impact. He wound up finding his groove and finishing with 15 points and 8 rebounds. Garrison Brooks and Sterling Manley split most of the 5-spot minutes, playing 19 each and combining for 19 points and 16 rebounds. Both made enormous plays late that should give them and Williams confidence that they can develop into forces, giving Carolina a shot to make a third straight Final Four. The outside attack is shining and will only be better when Cameron Johnson finally gets in the game. Joel Berry is beginning to match his preseason press as a first-team All-American. Theo Pinson still has trouble scoring from outside, but he made all 5 free throws, had 9 rebounds and 8 assists, and played defense and set screens that don't show up in the box score. And Kenny Williams, who buried the dagger in the final minute, has gone from a reputed outside shooter who made 1 3-pointer as a freshman to the most accurate oxman in the ACC. Berry and Williams total 36 points, almost all of them hushing up a sold-out Rocking Arena. Tennessee coach Rick Barnes said UNC's number went at Texas, beating the Tar Heels 5 out of 6, but he's now lost 2 heartbreakers to them since moving to Knoxville, thanks to old Roy, who told his team that was down 6 at the half, "Do what we tell you to do, and we'll be there at the end." And they were. This is Archansky. See ya.